Welcome, my friends, to Gems from Heaven podcast. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. Psalms 39, verse 1. The tongue keeps a lot of us in trouble, from the president to the beggar. Many find themselves in unpleasant circumstances and situations because of their speech. Often it is like open mouth and insert foot. The psalmist teaches us to take a good look at ourselves. One who speaks out of anger or malice will often blame others for their misbehavior. However, God holds each of us responsible for the manner in which we speak. We are accountable for our own words. The psalmist also advised that a bridle would be effective for controlling one's speech. Someone suggested the Lord put a gate in our mouths to control the tongue. Just close our teeth when the tongue is about to get us in trouble. But here's the gem. The best way to control the tongue and keep ourselves out of trouble is to fill ourselves with the wisdom of God. In James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, he makes a stark contrast between the wisdom of the world versus the wisdom of God. The wisdom of the world contains the negativity of demonic thoughts, hatred, bitter jealousy, and selfish ambitions. However, the wisdom from above, as he states in verses 17 and 18, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering. In other words, not hot today or cold tomorrow. It's unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. With that kind of wisdom as a bridle, there is less of inserting foot in mouth problems. Tune in again next week for another podcast of Gems from Heaven. But in the meantime, my friend, thanks for listening to this gem, and may you have a great and joyous day.